Hello, everyone. I am Becca Siegel, and this is my first Language and Life in Asia podcast. My topic today is on cultural keywords. I think that they are a delightful and important part of language. Cultural keywords are important to identify because if we try to simply apply translations of the cultural word into our own language, we reduce it to simpler terms and lose the beautiful meaning behind it. When we translate cultural keywords across languages, we are also in danger of ethnocentrism and culture bias. We constrain the words by imposing our conceptual categories on the cultural words. So, while I may not be able to provide you with a direct translation or perfect description of the word, I hope this podcast shows the depth and beauty of Asian languages and culture. First, we are going to look at Masuk Agning in Baja, Indonesia. Masuk Agning directly translates to trapped wind. Masuk Agning describes an illness that causes headaches, fever, nausea, and fatigue. So, a common cold? No. There's a separate term for cold and flu in Bahasa, Indonesia. In Indonesia, cold and flu are caused by exposure to germs, while Masuk Agning is only caused by the exposure to cold weather. Cold and flu can be spread from person to person, while Masuk Agning cannot. Masuk Agning also has its own remedy, Kirakan. Kirakan is where a ladle or coin is used to scrape one's back repeatedly to release trapped wind. To end on a less medical note, another cultural word in Bahasa Indonesia is joyous. Joyous is used as a reply to joke that was told so poorly one couldn't help but laugh. The next word is hoyodo in Korean. Hoyodo is directly translated as filial duty. Hoyodo is serving and supporting one's parents. Hoyodo is an expectation for children and is deemed as one of the highest forms of character in Korean society. The cultural word hoyodo gives us an insight into the culture of Korea. It shows that Korean culture places an emphasis on familial relationships. Not only does it show the importance of family, but also the expectation for children to take care of their parents when they get older. A cultural development of the word is hoyodo kwan gwan, which translates to sightseeing based on familial piety. Children will either go on a trip with their parents or send their parents on a trip to sightsee. The trip is called Hoyodo Yeonchin, which is directly translated to tour for parents. The next cultural keyword is yuan in Vietnamese. The word is similar to fei in English, but the concept of yuan is rooted in Buddhism, as it is related to past lives. Yuan is a concept from Buddhism teaching of predestined occurrences. Yuan shows the influence of Buddhism in Vietnamese culture. It is usually applied to romantic relationships. And in case you were wondering, Kuyuan Voyinon is when people are meant to be together, and Loyuan is when people are not meant to be together. Another Vietnamese cultural keyword is Doi Du. While it may be translated to roam or wander, Leng Du has more emotion attached to it than roam or wander. Leng Du means the person carries sorrow and loneliness as they wander about. The action usually occurs when the person has a tumultuous life and decided to live without a purpose. Both the Vietnamese culture keywords are rooted in the Chinese language, which illustrates the influence of Chinese on Vietnamese language. The last cultural keyword we are going to look at is amei in Japanese. Amei could be translated to indulgent dependency or dependent love. It is a feeling and is affectionate feeling one has towards another, wherein also the person knows that they are receiving benefits from the relationship. While the person loves them, they also are being taken care of in the process. An example would be when a child feels love and affection towards their parents, but they also know the parents are providing food, toys, and shelter. Another example is when I ask my sister to give me a glass of water. I love her, but I also know she will get me that glass of water. That is all the cultural keywords for me. There are so many. I hope you feel inspired to look some up from any culture. Cultural keywords give us an insight into important principles and influences in a country's culture. I hope the cultural keywords that I've provided show you how beautiful and wonderful the languages and cultures of Asia are. Thank you so much for listening.